Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministries. My name is Apostle David Callender. I am your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. Yes, we just love to thank you for being here with us this morning. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are already rejoicing, and we are glad. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and lead us not into temptation. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are so excited today that the Lord has allowed us to enter into another week, a week that, dear God, we have not seen yet, but he has allowed us to enter in it. We have never seen before, but he has brought us into it, and we are grateful. We are praying that today, oh God, that the word that come forth will be a word to change our lives, a word to heal us. Yes, a word heal us and draw us closer to God. As we are now reading, we are now reaching 97,498 people, going very climbing to 98,000 people. We are just thanking God. We are thanking God, for he is truly our Savior. He is our deliverer. He is our helper. He is our everything. God is. God is. We just want to just bless the Lord this morning, because he is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. He truly is a righteous God, a majestic God, a sovereign God, God who cares so much for us that he sent his son to lay down his life at the cross for us, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves us that much. And Father, we just thank you. We just want to thank you again this morning, oh God. God, we pray that you will show up by your spirit this morning, and that you will saturate the atmosphere, oh God, that anything and everything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth on this line today might be destroyed, oh God. We pray for strength today. We pray that, Lord, you will touch the woman of God that will bring forth the word, that she would hear from heaven, oh God. And even as she hear from heaven, oh God, she would speak only what she hear. Yes, Father God, only what she hear, oh God, that we in turn might be drawn closer to you this morning. Yes, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you this morning. God, touch all those that are suffering this morning in their bodies. Their bodies are racked with pain this morning, but you are the healer. So many are going through problems in the spirit, oh God. The spirit man is seems like it's falling apart on them. God, that everything they do seems to be turning out wrong. God, we ask you to bring a change today, oh God. Let there be a change, some kind of change today, oh God, that they will know. Lord, they will recognize the power and your spirit, oh God. Lord, we are thanking you this morning. We are thanking you this morning. But God, we sense your spirit is already here. We sense the anointing is already here. The anointing that destroys the yoke is already here, Jesus. God, we bless your name. We bless your name this morning. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, oh God. Holy Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We ask you this morning, God, to come this morning. Destroy every yoke, oh God. Destroy every yoke, God. Lord, don't let us leave. Don't let us leave here the way that we came. Lord, we are sold out. We are sold out to kingdom building, oh God. So, God, we want you to touch us this morning. Touch us this morning, Jesus.
Thank you. always going to have a little bit of choice.
Come on.
From all eternity. Thank you. Every day. now that I know you answered my prayer. I will pray. I will preach. I'll turn my life for all.
Stop.
Something, but we'll give you a few scriptures and we'll shut down the line for today if she don't come.
Hallelujah.
Let me find a couple of tracks here for you. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, Lord. Yes.
All that was stolen is returned to you, hundredfold.
Whatever you need today, my God can fix it. My God can supply it. My God can do it. Because he is God all by himself. He spoke it into existence. He spoke the very word into existence. He breathed into man's lungs and he became a living soul. God can fix it. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. God can fix it. So we are so glad to be here one more day. We know that God's about to fix it. He's about to do what he said he will do. He said he would give us a word, and I know he will. We are prepared to receive that word on today. I was just looking up some stuff, you know, when the woman of God showed up, because I got in a, I made a covenant with God to do this, to prepare this line, to keep this line going, and I don't want to not do that because that's the covenant I've made with God, and I was just looking at something for today. But the woman of God is here, and Father God, we just thank you and praise you, O God, that you allow your servant to get here. Lord, I pray that you will speak with her, to her, and through her. God, I pray, O God, that she release what you have given to her, God, that it would be a time-changing word for us today. Lord, a life-changing word, O God, even as we hear it, O God, and we receive it, O God, that we will not remain the same. Yesterday we got a word in the church yesterday about exercising the natural and the spiritual. I tell you, and the Holy Spirit just touched me. I received that word for me. I felt like the preacher, the first lady, was ministering to me. I feel like she was all up in my wardrobe. She was all up in my closet, and I just said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you can't ever get too big to think that God can't touch you. You know, some people will sit down there and they'll act like they got it all together while God is trying to reach them. And I'm telling you something, I cried like a little baby. I cried like a little baby because God was saying something to me. Because I'm very soft-hearted now. I didn't used to be like that. I just going to be tell you, say this to you before the woman of God come on. I'm very, very tender-hearted. I never was like that. I was like stone. I was like the people that talked about the Bible with a stiff neck. And I was that. I had that gang mentality. I had that mentality that you couldn't get close to me. And even if you get next to me, that don't mean you're close to my heart. I had that mentality. So I didn't allow people to really get into me. Only my family was... I had interest in my heart, but other people couldn't get close to me. Now I can cry and I can feel, I can hear God speaking to me. When I know God has convicted my heart to do that which is right, which is pleasing to him, not mean that I'm out there doing something that's bad, but I allow people to come into my life and hurt me. You hear what I'm saying, Evangelist? They're coming and hurt me because I give them access to my heart. You know, I mean, little simple things they will do that really, really, really hurt me. And some of them do it knowing that I am tenderhearted, and they laugh. They stand back and laugh. And I told the Lord yesterday, the Lord said to me, he said, son, you got to stop letting people do that to you. He said, you got to learn how to shut them out. When you should shut them out in the world, he said, you can shut them out. Now you walk with me. It doesn't mean that you don't like them, but you got to shut them out and don't allow them to hurt you, because when you allow them to hurt you, it stop you from worshiping me. Do you hear what I'm saying? When sometimes you let people in the church hurt you, and you're not at that place of worshiping God, because you're so consumed with what they're doing to you or affecting you that you can't even worship God. And I used to let that happen. And Lord just told me yesterday, I cried. I just cried. I weep. I got on the altar. I was on the altar, and I was talking to the people. And I mean, I just wept. I couldn't cry. I couldn't stop. I cried like a baby. The tears were just flowing down. There were no little baby tears. They were grown tears that were dropping. And I just thanked the Lord. I came home feel fresh yesterday. I mean, renewed fresh. Father, touch your servant right now. Lord, she is ready. She's prepared. I can hear her heartbeat right now. It's just racing, oh God, to release your word, God. Touch her lips, touch her ears, touch her eyes, oh God. And more so, touch her deep down into her spirit, man, oh God, that the glory might flow through her, oh God. You said that you have the same glory you have with the Father, Jesus. You said that you give to us, Lord Jesus. You were talking to the Father in John chapter 17, and you told him that. So, Father, I just thank you that the glory that Jesus had with you, he has placed on his daughter. Lord, allow it, oh God, to come through her, to us, oh God, this day. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Evangelist, go ahead and do what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name. I have a form of treatment. Revivalist Campbell. Okay. So I see her phone on the line, but she is not seeing anything. Let's go back to some music. I know my Bluetooth is on, so I know that. Let me see here. Yes, my Bluetooth is on. I'm sure she can hear me. Call. All right. Darling, are you there? Yes.
Okay, I'm here.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Lord, have mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God. And we ask right now, God, that you just continue to bless us, Lord, and continue to pour out all of heaven upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, forgive me for my slowness and being out of just being out of tune this morning, God, but I just thank you right now, God, that I'm caught up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you just continue to bless us. Thank you for Resurrection Power Church in Christ and the patience of Apostle Calendar and Resurrection Power Church in Christ. Thank you for Lady Calendar this morning and all those who are listening, God. And for this, God, I say thank you right now, Father. And we know, God, that your word, God, shall not return void. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, in this day, God. In this day, God, we say thank you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Apostle, I take one night to thank God first. I got sold out with time. I don't know. I was just sitting here waiting on the time, and the next thing I knew, time had been all went by me. So, and I do apologize because it wasn't that at the time that I supposed to be on, that I was busy. I was just lost with time. So and I just have to apologize, you know. So and I just thank God for allowing me to be here this morning. And then when it was time for me to come on, then, well, I had a distraction. So, but I just thank God, you know, that for who you are this morning. And the word is this morning we're going to talk about, we actually talked to some on this yesterday, but the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And, you know, when I was studying this, and when the Lord woke me up yesterday morning at 3:26, I looked at the time. When I looked at the time, it was 3:26. I don't know what time God woke me up, because when I woke up, I was just beginning to tell the Lord, thank you. But when I looked at the time, it was 3:26. And he was telling me to study. So when God woke me up and they said, I say, Lord, I have studied, but I will obey. You know, because there's something, you know, you think you got it, but then God begins to give you more revelation when you pick that word up. And you begin to get in that word. He begins to reveal to you that was thing that you thought you had, God will show mm-hmm. you really didn't have it. And, you know, he'll give you the revelation and the understanding of what you read. So we're going to talk this morning a little bit about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the word of the Lord says to us this morning, I'm in John, the third chapter. I'm going to start with the third chapter of John this morning. And he says, verse 1, says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So we all know that Nicodemus, he was an educated man, and he was a Pharisee. We also already know that he was of the Sanhedrin Council, one of the highest judicial councils. It was the highest judicial council in that time. And in that time, Nicodemus was on this council. And as I said, he was an educated man, a man of honor, a scholar. And so, but there was something Nicodemus felt like in my spirit. I felt like even though Nicodemus had all of this education, even though he was a well-known man in this world during this time, it comes right back to us. You know, we have a lot of education. We go to school and we get our theology and our doctorate degrees, but we're still missing something. There's a link that is still missing within us. So as Nicodemus, he saw this man. He seen Jesus. And they tell you, he seen Jesus. He was watching Jesus, and he was watching the things that was going on around him. But only Jesus was doing these things. So then it says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi. It said he went to Jesus by night. You know, a lot of times, we talk about a lot of times that you can be creeping out at night and doing those things and thinking that God don't see you. Man may not see you, but God does see you. But here Nicodemus was, he wasn't thinking about the things of the world. He was concerned about the things that Jesus was doing. It was at night, but at night he went to visit the light, and the light was Jesus. And then because he needed some light to be shed upon this thing that he sees that's going on around him, but he went to the light. He went to the divine teacher. He says, I know that thou art a teacher. He says, I know it's something about this man. And in the second verse, he says, we know. See, more than him was watching. They're watching him by day. But only Nicodemus, it said only Nicodemus, it only called out his name, went to him by night. So see, somebody's watching you no matter where you are, no matter how small or how insignificant you think it is to you. But somebody's watching you because God is getting the glory out of your life. And children, men, women, boys, and girls, we have to be careful how we live, how we walk upright before the Lord every day, walk upright before men every day, because somebody is watching you. Whether you be of the light or you be of darkness, somebody's got the eyes on you. So Nicodemus, he says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So, you know, they have, like, all these secret organizations and stuff. But Jesus is not in a clique.
You see, Jesus is not in a secret society or anything, but Nicodemus went to him by night because he was curious as he wanted to know what was going on. And what the Lord showed me here was the revelation that God gave me. Nicodemus, yes, he had a lot of power in this world. You know, the president has a lot of power. He has a lot of authority to do things in this world. And so Nicodemus, he had authority, he had power, but there was one thing that he was missing. He was powerless when it comes to the acts and the works of the miracles that Jesus was doing. So Nicodemus said, I know, not just me, but we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with you. So Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, yes, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, sometimes, yes, we can see things tangible. We can see those things that we can believe the things that we see. And, you know, they were seeing these miracles, so they had to believe. But one thing that Nicodemus knows, that only God can do these things. So this man has a connection. I'm reading about him. I'm studying about him, but now I have a chance to know him because I know that he has to come from God because he's performing these miracles. He's doing all these great acts. So I need a connection. You know, sometimes we have a lot of connections, but we don't have that. There's a missing link. So Nicodemus, he says, I'm going to connect because now here's a missing link, and I want to know who he is. But Jesus tells Nicodemus, he said, yes. I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you see, he had to have a spiritual birth. You got to have a spiritual vision. You can see some things. You can be able to touch some things. A papa can touch his wife. A papa can touch his children. I can touch my children. But you see, how can you touch Jesus? You have to just reach out in the spirit and begin to lift his name up and begin to call his name Jesus. We can touch each other in the spirit, apostle, but we might not be able to touch tangibly. I may not be able to touch you in the natural or physically, but in the spirit. When we begin to just call on the name Jesus, when we begin to lift up the name Jesus, when we say hallelujah and allow the spirit of the Lord that reigns on the inside of us to come forth, we connect in the spirit. Why you say that, Evangelist Campbell? I'm glad you asked, because Jesus said they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And if we're worshiping in spirit, if we're worshiping in truth, then our spirits are connected. It doesn't matter if the apostle is over there in Staunton, Massachusetts. It doesn't matter if I'm over here in parts of Mississippi. When we begin to pray, our spirits will connect. And that thing which is going on, it will begin to move. Jesus says, speak thou to the mountain, and the mountain will not be removed. Why? Because you got to have faith that it will be removed. So Jesus was saying to Nicodemus, you got to be able to see this thing. If you can't see it, then it won't happen. So Jesus said, you shall not see the kingdom of God. If you can't see it, if you're not born again, you will not be able to see it. You got to receive salvation. What is being born again? It's being a new birth. It's being regenerated. It's being fruitful and multiplied. See, when we get born again, when we receive Christ, we ain't to keep it to ourselves, but then we are to lift up the name of Jesus. Go out and tell somebody else about Jesus. We got to be fruitful and multiply. Huh? Why you say that? Because we're replenishing the earth with all those who are being born again. If you begin to tell somebody about somebody who came into your life and was able to save you about Jesus, then your spirit begins to speak into that spirit, and there'll be a drawing and a compelling in that spirit, which will draw them to Jesus, not to you, but to Jesus Christ, that spirit which is in you. Then Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? I'm in the fourth verse of the third chapter of John. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And you see, this is the mystery. No, you cannot, but there's a mystery here. And so, see, one of the things when we speak, we got to be clear. We got to speak with a clear understanding. We got to speak with simplicity and clarity. Because, see, people will misunderstand what we're saying. You know, I might say, well, if you go right over there, I didn't say go right. I said, go right over there. Well, where is right over there? Sometimes we need to be clear so people can understand us. I didn't say turn right. I didn't say go right. I said, if you go right over there, so to go right over there, maybe in front of me, behind me, to my right or to my left. So when we're speaking, we got to be clear in our speaking. We got to speak with simplicity so people will understand, not come forth and bring the word. And just, and if people are just, see, we don't want you to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. It's not about us, but we want to speak with clarity so that you can understand the word of God. So when Jesus told him that you must be born again, no, he did not mean go back into your mother's womb. Because how is it that when you're old, can a man enter into his mother's womb again and be born again? No. But Jesus said that you got to be born of the Spirit. This is what Jesus told him. He said, yes, I say unto thee, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you see, Jesus told Nicodemus, if you can't see it, you won't be able to enter it. You got to be able to have a spiritual vision. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, when you are born again, you receive new life. You received a new birth. You've been regenerated. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We know that Peter said, be baptized in the name of Jesus. And we all know that Peter, he loved Jesus. Peter was his friend. You know, who would lay down his life for a friend? I tell you what, Peter may have denied Jesus, but when he understood in the fullness, when he really got it, when he was able to see it, he understood. So then he began an advocate. He was an advocate for Jesus Christ. Peter wasn't going to let you get close to Jesus after he came up to the understanding, after he would begin to see it. So now Peter, he says, be baptized in the name of Jesus. But then Jesus told us to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus was telling him, after he told this to Nicodemus, he said, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit. So you see, the baptism has to be enjoined with you being born again. Because when you've been born again, you're being washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've been redeemed by Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. And so he said, take you, you must go down in the water because it is enjoined. And he says that's a spiritual kingdom. And he said, if you can't see it, you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. And then what is the kingdom of God? It's that sovereignty of God. It's knowing that he rules and reigns in your life. When you're born again, you have entered then into the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is different from the kingdom of God. But we want you to know today, when you're born again, you've entered into the kingdom of God. Then it prepares you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And one of the things we want you to know, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand today. When we say that, hold your hand up. I just want you to hold your hand up, your right hand, your left hand. You can hold both your hands up and look at your hand. That's how close you are. That's just how close you are to entering in. So that's what we want you to know today. And then Jesus told him, he said, that which is flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And then he said, marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. You must put on a new man. The old man is gone, so you must put on a new man. John 5 and 24 tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You have a spiritual life. And then Jesus went on to say in verse 25 of the 5th chapter of John, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. But then when you go back to verse number 8, in the 3rd chapter of John, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, you won't know when it comes and how it comes. It says, when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive a new life. and the Spirit of the Lord, you receive power. See, and then you receive power. So here, this is why I'm telling you, when you're born again, you receive power. So Nicodemus, even though he's an educated man, being educated don't make you be born again. So when Nicodemus was educated, but Jesus said, you got to be, you must be born again. So after that, you receive power, after which that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you have the power to speak like Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. Then these miracles, these things that you see me do, you'll be able to do these same things. So then Jesus went on to Nicodemus and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. You see, we can testify that to what we see. But see, now when you receive a new life, when you are born again, you receive that power, you receive that spiritual vision, that tunnel vision in which you cannot see. You begin to have faith. And when you walk out, when you step out on faith, these miracles will be performed. You got to believe it in your heart. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then Jesus told them, in the kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we know that when Jesus was in the garden and when he prayed, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. And he was talking to the Father in heaven, and he was just letting the Father know, I may not agree, but I want your will to be done in my life. I want your will to be done, because I have to go forth with your will in order for the people to be delivered, in order for the people to receive miracles, in order for the chains to be broken, in order for the shackles to be broken. Somebody needs to be delivered today. Shout hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, then Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? So Jesus is saying, you can't see into the heavens. But if you believe it and if you receive it, you'll have a new life. You've got to be born again. You must be born again. And he said, how can I tell you the things of heaven? Those things that are not tangible, and you believe, if you're not going to believe those things that you see here and there. If you got to see it, you got to be able to believe that the streets are of gold. You got to be able to believe that there's a tree of all healing. You got to be able to believe that there's a tree to heal a nation there. You got to be able to believe that there's rubies and diamonds. You got to be able to believe that 12 gates to the city, 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the south, 3 gates in the west. You got to be able to believe it. Jesus told things in parables. Those earthly things with heavenly meanings to help our unbelief. And that's why Jesus did this. So if you can't see it, you won't be able to see the kingdom of God. If you can't see it, you won't be able to enter into the kingdom of God. And then Jesus said unto him in verse 13 of the third chapter of John, he said, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And then he said to him in verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can have everlasting life today. This came from Jesus himself, our divine messenger. You know, he was crucified for us. He was bruised for our iniquity. And so then he said here, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, the light was rejected. But you see, Nicodemus knew. In the name of Jesus, Nicodemus knew that I might be going by night, but it was something, the light of Jesus that was drawing him. Nicodemus knew that I got to see Jesus. I need to see Jesus. He said, I need to have a conversation with this man. And then if you go with me to Luke, the 22nd chapter, Luke, the 22nd chapter tells us in verse 14, I'm going to start at verse 14. It says, and when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat the Passover before I suffer. Jesus says, with desire. You know, I have a heartly desire. I feel like it. I love you. I want to eat with you. But then he says, for I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. He said, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And then he said, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. He says, I'm giving this for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth. And it was a term of a woe unto that man by whom is betrayed. I want to tell you today, we know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But I want to let you know today that there has to be some Judases in your life. There has to be those who will betray you in your life. Every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be howdy, howdy. Every day is not going to be fulfilled with bright sunshine. Yes, it will be. It can be from Jesus Christ. But there are some people in your life that are just appointed to your life to betray you. You might feel like you're betrayed. You might even feel a little pain and hurt because you trusted them and you loved them so much. But now it seems like they turned against you. They didn't turn against you. They have an assignment to do. You got to understand that their assignment came from God so that you can be cut off and cut away from them. I was thinking this morning, in my spirit, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that, you know, in the desert, somebody told me Friday, they said, you think you're high-minded, and you think you're above everybody else, but I want you to know today, it's not that I think I'm high-minded, and I don't think I'm above everybody else, but what I do know is that I belong to Jesus, and what I do know is when I was down in the valley, he reached way down in that valley, and he picked me up, and he set me out on the solid ground. I might have gone through the desert to get on the other side, but when I'm in the desert, you decide to tell me that I think I'm too much and I'm too high-minded. But I want to serve you notice today. Jesus told us that if you don't be received among men when you go into their home, he says, shake the dust off. And you got to understand, you can't let things hinder you from entering into the kingdom of heaven. You got to shake some people off. You got to shake some things off in your life. He didn't tell you to carry all of that weight. He told you to shake it off. So if they don't receive Jesus, trust me, they're not going to receive you in the name of Jesus. So what you have to do, you got to understand that you just got to shake it off, and there's going to be some Judases in your life. Psalms 103. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. If you go with me to Psalms 103, in the name of Jesus, the 103rd number of Psalms. Hallelujah. It tells us, it reads as follows. Psalms 103, verse number 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who did it? Nobody but Jesus. Who did it for you? Nobody but Jesus. Who would do it for them? Nobody but Jesus. That's why he told us, he said, lift me up. If you just lift me up in this earth before me, and I'll draw all men unto me. You got to learn to lift up the name of Jesus. You got to learn to walk in obedience, because it's in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess. And he said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So you see, when you receive new life, hallelujah, you'll begin to be renewed within you. People not going to accept you, because they're not everybody accepted Jesus. They don't want to see you leave, but you got to leave them. Everybody can't go with you. Everybody don't support your vision. Everybody won't support the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. You got to just start shaking them off. Shaking them off. And if they be left in the middle of the desert, it's not on you. You got to know that you can't carry that weight across the desert and carry you too. Yes, the strong are supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak, but that's only if they want to go. And if they don't want to go, and if they're kicking against you, there's no way for you to be out there in the ocean and swim and somebody trying to drown on you and you trying to save them, but they're drowning you too. You're going to have to let them go, or you'll both be drowned. You can't save them and save yourself. Only Jesus can. You have to pray for them and turn them over to Jesus and know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then David said, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever, just for a moment. See, mercy is a promise to us. You know, people will try to oppress us. But one thing that we got to know, we got to know that there's unmerited favor in God. And verse 10 of the 103rd Psalm says, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, or hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. See, he know what we're made of. He know how much you can take. And I heard the apostle say he got a tender heart. And you know, most of us that are born again, we got real tender hearts. We love people. We love God people. And we love them unconditionally. No, we don't want to see them hurt. No, we don't want to see them in pain. No, we don't even want to see death. But you know what? We have to learn to trust God. We have to learn to trust God. Because I don't think nobody's heart is as tender as mine. The apostle might think that nobody's heart is tender as his. Sometimes you can say something to me and you'll see a tear. But you know what? I've learned to trust Jesus. I won't turn back. It don't matter what nobody say to us. But I want you to know today, if you just hold your hand up and look at your hand, know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's just that close. It's just as close as the hand is on your body. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is that close. Because when he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, his will is going to be done right here in earth as it is in heaven. And you have to know that God is a God, that he shall not lie. And verse 13, it says, like as the father pitied his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. When you love God, when you fear God, he's there for you. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Brothers and sisters in Christ today, when David said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, you know, you have to glorify God. And when you think, when you read this word, put yourself in their place. Nicodemus went to Jesus by night. So Darlene went to Jesus by night, because when the Spirit of the Lord woke me up and said, get up and study, I went to this word. And when I went to this word, I went to Jesus by night. I went to the light. There was light. There is light in this word. When you begin to read this word, it brings light. It wakes something up on the inside of you. So, Darlene went to Jesus by night so that I can understand this word. So put yourself in these places. Yes, these things happened then, but these things are going on right now. He did it back then, and he's doing it right now. The same miracles he's performing now. In the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's strength in the name of Jesus. There's no lack in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need from God, God got it. Whatever you want from God, he got it. He said he will give you the desires of your heart. Even Jesus, he said he desired to eat with the apostles. He said, but until the kingdom of God comes, then I shall not. But he says, what I want you to do, I want you to take this and I want you to divide it amongst yourself. You see, we're too hard-hearted today. We don't want to share nothing. Jesus told the apostles, he said, divide it amongst yourself. And when that means share with each other. But when we share today, are we willing to share? Yeah, we're willing to share the word. But is you willing to go beyond that? Are you willing to go beyond? And some of us want to be paid to share the word. God will give you revelation, but if they don't give you the kind of money you're looking for, you're not going to open your mouth and say a word. But Jesus told them, he said, divide it amongst yourselves. What we need to do, we need to be think on those things of Jesus Christ and know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand today. There may be one today who don't know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus today, we invite you to come today. You can be born again. We talked about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we want you to know today that even Nicodemus, the same Nicodemus, when they was persecuting Jesus, Nicodemus said to them, you want to try this man, and you haven't even heard his taste. This is what Nicodemus was saying to the Pharisees. And even as Nicodemus began to talk to his brethren, they began to accuse him, and they said, well, are you a Galilean now? You see, even when we begin to take up for our brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, people will begin to, they'll throw you off. They'll throw you under the wagon, as people can say, or under the bus. They don't care if you get run over. So, you know, if I stand up for Jesus today, are you willing to be run over? Are you willing to just stand up for Jesus and be persecuted for righteousness' sake today? The same Nicodemus when Pilate gave them his body from off the cross, Nicodemus brought them 100 pounds of myrrh and aloes. You know, that was a lot. 100 pounds of myrrh and aloes to anoint the body of Jesus with. The same man who sought Jesus by night, now he understands what it is. But so Nicodemus wanted him to have a fair trial. Nicodemus say, you need to hear him before you're persecuted. So see, we are going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But you must continue to stand for Jesus and know that with Jesus, all things are possible. And if you don't know Jesus today, we offer you a way of escape. You can come now. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And you can be saved today. If you just say these words with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now just as I am, broken, backslider, just as I am, Lord. I do confess you, Lord Jesus, with my mouth. I do believe in my heart, God, that Jesus, oh my God, that you raised your son Jesus from the dead, Lord, and I am saved. I do believe today, Father, I do believe in Jesus' name you are saved today. You are saved by grace through faith. I'm saved. You are saved today in the name of Jesus. And we recommend that you get into your Bibles and begin to study your Bible. The Bible consists of 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. And in these 66 books, it talks about Jesus from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It speaks of the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from Genesis to Revelation. But Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Gospel of Acts will give you the genealogy account of Jesus Christ. You will know this Jesus and how the story begins, beginning in the book of Matthew. And then we recommend that you get into a Bible-based church, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, his conception, his birth, his life, his burial, his resurrection. And if you don't have a Bible-based church in your area that you can go to, Apostle Calendar will accept you here today under the authorship of the Holy Ghost, through and by, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when you're ready, Apostle Calendar, when you send you out, you can go by letter or you can go by Christian Grace. But we're here today to let you know there is hope for you, and there is room at the cross for you today. There is room at the cross for you today. There is room at the cross for you today. We don't want you to leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. And Jesus recommended that you be baptized, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Apostle Calendar.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. We thank you for that awesome word. My computer was messing up last night, and I just looked at the computer and realized that it didn't put on the D on the hand, you know, so I got it, and but the Lord knows. We just thank the Lord for the word, with the awesome word. Father, we ask you, God, to refill your servant even right now. God, for all that she has poured out, God, pour back into her a hundredfold, oh God. God, strengthen her in the areas that she is weak. God, where she is running short, God, extend it right now. God, we pray today, God, that the power of God that changes man to become more like God, God, will come upon her. Not that she would be God, but she'll have the very same attributes, the same characteristics as God. Father, we pray that power will rest upon her, oh God, upon each and every one of us under the sounding of my voice, oh God. God, like a river overflow its banks, oh God, let the Spirit of God overflow us each day, oh God. We ask you to watch over each and every one of those, even those that came on the line and jumped back off because they didn't hear the word. They didn't want to hear any more worship music. They just want to go because they make a time that they're going to come. And when they come, if the word is not going at that time, they expect the word to go, they go. But we pray, God, that they might go back on and listen to the word and hear what God is saying to them through the word. We pray, God, for all those that stayed on to hear the word. And we bless you all today in Jesus' name. I want to open the line right now for anyone that wants to share a word. If not, we're going to have the woman of God come back in and pray and close the line. Bless the people that are on there right now and close the line. We will be on tomorrow morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring this message up. God going to give me another message, because I got a message this morning speaking very close to, it's like the brother or sister to the message that the woman of God released today. Because the title he gave me was the dominion of a king. And it's very close message, very close, not the scriptures, but the spirit I felt on that and the word he gave me this morning, dominion of a king. And I don't know, all depends on what the Lord put in my spirit tonight, but that's what I'm feeling right now. But we don't go by feelings, we go by the spirit, so I have to allow him to do whatever he's going to do. So I want to open the line, anyone that has a word they want to share, if you can. If not, we're going to ask the woman of God to come in and pray for the line. You know, the people that come on the line, pray for them. There's people on the line. Sometimes they're on there. They don't want to say anything, but just pray and we'll close the line. The line is open now.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, Sharita.
Thank you. It's a good word this morning. I was trying to make it down the stairs. Sorry for the windiness. I just have to give thanks for another day, for all the great things that God has done. I was in and out on the word this morning, a lot of work on my desk to do today. But I thank you for the word. I'm just glad because God is opening so many doors. He's opening so many things and revealing new things to me each and every day. All the doors that I thought were closed, He's opening them to me one at a time. Children are resting on my heart this morning. And the reason why I say this, I was reading a story on the internet of a little girl, 22 months old, in Jamaica. She comes from St. Catherine. Her mother gave her to her granduncle to take care of her because she had six other children and she needed special care. And the granduncle murdered this little baby. He burned her first and then beat her to death. 22 months old. You have to wonder what is going through a grown man's mind to beat a child to death. You have to wonder. So children are resting on me today to ask for God to cover them in everything that's going on in the world. When we think that we're leaving with our children with somebody safe, and in the end we're turning around and we're leaving them with the devil himself. Because
my Lord,
always say, Apostle, he's not coming out with the two horns. He's coming out as our best friend, our husband, our wife, our mothers, our fathers. We never know. So we just always have to be careful. So I make sure that each and every morning before my kids step out the door, we pray and they're anointed in our blessed oil. We just have to keep our children covered and protected. And I ask God each and every day that they may have their ears tuned to hear him and that the film that's over their eyes will be lifted so that they can be able to see the schemes and tactics that the devil has before it comes. So I'm just asking that we can continue to keep our children all over the world, not just Jamaica, but all over the world, prayed up for and covered for in Jesus' name, because there's so many things going on. And even though we're here, we're only here temporarily, our children are the future. So we have to make sure we train them up right, and we have to make sure that we do it right in God's sight, not our way, but his way.
Hello.
So I'm asking that we just continue to keep praying. The little girl's name was Yushana. And it's so, if you ever see the little girl, she was beautiful. So sad. And the mother says to see just one go, you might as well take me out of my seven that I have. She says, you might as well just take me. And it's sad. It's so sad. But I ask that we just continue to keep all of our children prayed up for, covered for, because God is doing great things. He's doing great things through all of our children each and every day. And I ask that we just keep a covering over all of our family, all of our family on the radio, all of our family all over the world. So I ask that we may just continue to have a blessed day rejoicing in the Lord each and every day as he continues to move through us doing his work each and every day. May we have a blessed day today. May we continue to rejoice in Jesus' name.
Well, we thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord. We pray that you will continue to rejoice and continue filling your spirit each day with the bowels of God. God is doing a mighty work. You remind me of the scripture. The Bible says, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. And you are always ready to tell something about what God is doing and what he is protecting you from. You know, that is the gospel right there. Because you're not afraid to testify. You're not afraid to glorify God. You know, I know everybody is not ready to come forth. And God does hear the secret prayer. He hears the secret word. But you know, the word that's in our heart is not only for God or only for us, but it's for others that don't know him. So when we share, it helps people. I was watching a story last night about the FBI and the government agencies, and this man was charged. He wasn't charged yet, but he had committed a crime. He had, I don't know how you could call it rape, but he had like a 14-month-old baby, little girl, and they said, listen to me, this is really gross. This is a true, true story. He's from down south, a Caucasian man, and the mother went to work or something, leave him at the house, and he raped the little child. How could you rape a little child? 14 months old, sick man, and a young man too, you know. And he said that he knew he was going to get sent to prison, and he didn't want to be called the B word and treated as the B word in the prison. But he'd rather go to prison for killing somebody. So he got on his motorcycle and ride through his neighborhood. In the first house he came to, he went into the house. That was his neighborhood. And a woman with old lady was in the house. And he broke the window and went in. The old lady caught up. Who's that? And he killed her, stabbed her to death. No, he shot her, forgive me. He shot her to death. Because he'd rather go to jail as a murder than to go to jail as a baby raper. Because you know how they treat you. They say how they treat you. I don't know about that. They say how they treat you in jail when you rape a baby. We have to truly pray for the kids. Don't leave your kids with the wrong people. Now, how do you know if the wrong people are right people? Just check their character. If a man treats you bad, he's going to treat your children bad. Even if the children is his, he's going to treat them bad. Believe me.
That's right.
If a man is hitting on you, mistreating you and calling you names, guess what? When you're not there, he's going to call the children names.
That's right.
So you have to pay attention. How to pay attention. Man may be nice to you in the bedroom, but when you get with the bedroom, even in front of your kids, he calling you all types of names. Guess what? When you're not home, he calling your kids the same names. And worse. Don't leave your kid with everybody. You might be leaving your children in a death camp. You know the pictures of sleeping with the enemy? You might be leaving your children with the enemy. You know. Don't you ever like that man more than you love your children. They came out of your womb. And a lot of women make that mistakes. They make those mistakes. And they leave their man, leave their children with a man, say that, oh, he good. When if that man hits you, don't you know if your children say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, he gonna hit that? He gonna do the same thing. Believe me, he gonna do the same thing. The same thing he gonna do. So pray for the kids. Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. God, we honor you right now. Lord, you hear the cries of your people. Some people are crying silently, Lord Jesus. They're crying silently for the kids. Lord, and I know you hear. Because the Bible says you answer secret prayers. Lord, touch our children. Cover our children. Put a hedge around them, even as you place around Job. Satan's desire is to sift our children just like we. To test them, to try them. Make them feel like they're grown when they're still children. They're only 16, 17, 18. They're still children. They don't even... Their mind, their brain has not even developed enough to handle this world. So, Father, I'm calling upon you even right now, God, to touch the children. Lord, surround them with wise people, people that will give them the right instructions. Lord, I pray today, my God. God, touch these young ladies in the church. We got some beautiful achievers in the church. Lord, they're already ready to achieve the thing that you have placed before them. Intelligent young women. God, touch their minds right now, God. Even as they sit in their classrooms, God, let them feel a different spirit coming over them right now. A spirit that will lead them and guide them into all truth, oh God. Don't let our young people be led astray by other kids that don't want to go anywhere. All they have is a mind to do idiotic stuff, Lord Jesus. And even those that have a mind to do idiotic stuff, Lord, I'm asking you to touch them. Allow them to see the things that are right, oh God, before their eyes, oh God. Lord, I ask them to ask you to block their eyesight to the things of the world, oh God. Lord, I ask this day that you would help our young ladies in the church to start to dress like young ladies instead of dressing and too much tight clothes and have this stuff exposing, oh God. Lord, convict them, oh God, and convict their parents, oh God, not to let them leave their homes to come into your house, to come into your body, dressed in a disrespectful way, oh God, because they want to look good. They call it look good, but it's not looking good. It's dressing like a hoochie mama. Lord, allow the mothers and the fathers to look at them and tell them, no, take that off. That's too tight for you. We're going to give that over to Salvation Army for a child that it will really fit comfortable. Lord, we want to protect our children. And we can only protect them if you give us the wisdom, the knowledge that we need, and the boldness to talk to our children. Because sometimes we find out, oh Lord, that the children, they're controlling their parents. The children don't have, the parents don't have any control. They say what they want to say and they do what they want to do. But Lord, we ask you to give the parents the strength and the know-how to take back that control. Father, we pray for those that are represented here on this line right now. God, the mothers will be. Stop looking to have a friend, but having a child, having a daughter, having a son. Too many parents want to have friends with their children. You're not friends. That's you. You're a mother. And we say, well, that's my best friend. No, that's not my best friend. That's my daughter. That's my son. You see, you have a friend mentality where you treat your friends, your children treat you like a friend, not like a mother, not like a father. I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but this is deep, but it's right. It's true. We say, well, that's my best friend. She's my best friend. He's my best friend. No, that's how they treat you. They treat you like a best friend. They don't treat you like a mother. They don't treat you like a father because that's what you say they are. They're best friends. But when you begin to treat them like a son or daughter, they'll have a respect for you as their mother or their father. I know this is giving you some help. That's some help, but God just gave that to me. You know, we need to start treating our children as children, not as best friends. Your best friend is in the street. It's on your job, your co-worker, your friend you grew up with in school. But these are your children. They came out of your womb. They're not your best friend. Something to think about. Then you wonder why the children are going away so far from the parents. God, they say, well, she's my best friend. My mama's my best friend. No, your mama treat you with your mama. Then you'll respect your mama. You wouldn't disrespect your mama. You'll do what your mama said. Because you have a motherly respect, a son respect, a daughter respect. You'll have that type of respect. Something to think about. I know you've never heard it like that before, but I know that it's true because that's what God said. That's what God said. I didn't say that because I didn't have that in my mind. And I'm sure that the enemy didn't put it there. I know that's God that put it there. Treat your children like children, like sons and daughters. Stop trying to treat them like a best friend. They'll start listening to you because you'll have a boldness, a sternness when you talk to your children. Talk to them. The Bible says you spare the rod, you spoil your children. You spoil the child. We don't want to reprimand our children. We're still like, I'm going. They tell you, I'm going anyway, I'm going. How are you going to go somewhere where you're going to sleep when you come back? If I tell you don't go, you still tell me you go. Where you going to sleep when you come back? And you're going to sleep in the garage? You're going to sleep out in the yard? So you're not coming in here. You got to be bold. I know one time my daughter acted a fool. I called the police for her. Because if you're going to act a fool, you're not going to act a fool here and make me kill you and I got to go to jail. No, I'll have you arrested. You have to become stern. You have to become bold. You spin the rod and let your children end up in jail, end up in mortuary. And then you out there holding your belly crank or you try with the wrong place, the wrong time, and got killed. Man, put your foot down for your children. Because if you don't, guess what? The devil will. If you don't tell them what's right, sure enough, the devil going to tell them what's wrong. And he going to make it look like it's right. That's all I got to tell you all today. Teaching tomorrow. And I'll be on time. I'll be teaching tomorrow. I'm going to teach. I don't know. I got several things that I'm seeing in my spirit right now. I don't know. I'm thinking about teaching in a conference in the church on marital attributes. But tomorrow I believe the Lord gonna have to teach something that is for all of us. All of us. I'm gonna be teaching on the dominion of a king, or there is confrontation in the camp. Something we're going to teach tomorrow, though, but we know the Lord going to let him, whatever he give us will be good. Father, we just bless you for, I was just thinking, you know, the Lord is awesome. Just when Sharita came on the line, I was thinking about, I've seen Carmen in a couple of days, little while. I wonder what's going on with her. I was just thinking that in my mind. And then when I was thinking that Sharita was sharing, I saw her number popped up. You know, because the Lord knows my cry. I cry out for people. I cry out for their spirit. And God is just moving and showing me that he is with me and he's showing me things. We love you so much. We love you all so much. We love Sister Christina. We love you and the kids. We know that you're doing a great work. We know you're doing a great work with the kids, you know, and we know that it's hard because as a single mother, we know it's hard. Even a single dad is hard because there's no difference between a single dad and a single mom. It's hard. Anybody doing that by themselves is hard. But we pray your strength in the Lord that you will continue to allow God, the joy of the Lord, be your strength. You will trust God to empower you to do what a mother does. You know, because God has a great plan for each and every one of those children that you have. And he also have a great plan for you. Just allow him to establish that plan in your life. And you will see that God will do it. Okay? Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for all that you have said on this line today, all that you have done today. God, we pray for Deaconess Keisha, Lord. She is out there. She's having all these different appointments. The baby is growing so fast. I tell you, I heard somebody say she looked like she have twins. I had never seen a belly grow so fast. But I know, God, all is doing well in you. Lord, you have orchestrated this even from the beginning. Lord, this was your plan. This was your doing. So we thank you, God, for safe, oh God, as she travels back and forth from the doctor's office and this appointment and that appointment. And Lord, let her move into that house very, very quickly. Lord, I know they're waiting to get the right place for her. Everything being approved. So God, I ask, oh God, that they find it. And they find it soon, oh God, that place that she's to move into. That she can have her family, her husband, her children in there. And her shop, Lord, we pray for her. Your mercy and your grace to rest upon her. Watch over her sister kid. And God, touch her spirit, touch her mind, touch her body. Lord, that she would be on one accord with her family, that your glory could be seen and felt. Lord, it's not just in the church building, Lord God, but it's when we leave the church building that we become the true church, that people can see us. You know, in the church, we are doing a lot of stuff for people to see. Well, I don't do that because I do this at the same way when I'm out. But we, most of us do things in the house of the Lord just for people to see. Well, I can shout loud, I can dance and all that kind of stuff, and I can sing. But when you get out and you're by yourself or with your buddy friend or girlfriend or boyfriend, are you still speaking the same thing? Are you still doing the same thing? Are you still giving God the glory? That's when it really, really matters. That's when it really counts, when I'm not in the midst of or in the presence of other church folk. I'm still giving God glory. Is my movements, the way I carry myself, the way I speak, is it still giving God the glory? That's what really matters. That's what counts. Because when I'm not with you is when my ministry begins. People think that, will say, well, because I'm here, that's my ministry. No, my ministry is when I'm not with you, when I'm not with the bishop, when I'm not in the church, when I'm not between the church folk. That's where my ministry begins, because that's when folks start critiquing me. They start checking me out. They start looking at me from head to toe. Is he really who he said he is? When I'm not with the church folk, that's when it really matters. You know, we all can act all holy and pious when we with each other. Because we know what to say, the right things to say, the right words to say. We know all that stuff. We were trained that way, trained what to say, what is right and what's wrong. We know what to say, the right thing. But when you're not with each other, are we still doing the right thing? That's what's important. Father God, we ask you, O God, to help us, lead us and guide us, O God. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Lord, when we're not with each other, Lord, let us not do things that are contrary to your word, oh God, that people will look and say they are nothing more than hypocrites, God. They say one thing, but they do something else, Lord. But let us continue walking in your word, that folk will say, yes, that is a true woman or man of God. That's a true servant of God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. Lord, I ask you to correct our minds, oh God. Keep us in perfect peace, even when we are not in the presence of each other, oh God, but we are always in your presence. Lord, as we leave this land, but not your presence, we ask, oh God, that you lead and guide us into all truth, oh God. Continue to watch over us. Our God, be a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. God, lead us and guide us. We ask you, O God, to bless us in the city and bless us in the field, O God. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go, O God. We thank you, O God, that you will make us the head and not the tail. Set us above and not beneath, O God. Lord, we bless you and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now I speak the blessings of Abraham over your life. I pray that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob continue to watch over you, that he keeps you. And we say that he's already blessing us. He's already blessing us because we are calling those things that be not as though they were. We know the blessings is coming, and everything that God said that he would give to us is already ours. He's already released it for us. And dear God, we are preparing ourselves now to receive. We are preparing ourselves to receive. You know, I came back here and Nancy's car was messed up. She had to put a car in the shop and spend a lot of money that I thought I was going to be able to use to go to Mississippi to preach the gospel. Now we have to pray now. We are praying now that God going to release some blessings for us that we could do what this says the Lord. We can go and do what this says the Lord. How many of you know that without finances, you can't do what God says? Because a lot of people, when you ask for people to help you, they think that you got it, especially if you're driving a nice car. They think that you got a lot of money. God blesses us with different things at different times. I was looking at a show yesterday, and the man had, they were talking about the richest, some of the richest people that, and the finest homes. I don't know if any of you all get to see that, because I watch a lot of stuff, you know, stuff that's important to me. And this man had his house, the swimming pool of his house, was $1 million, some thousand. The swimming pool was bigger than where I live at. One fella had a home. He said that his mother house can fit in his bedroom. And they show you the home too. His mother home can fit in his bedroom. You know, that's ridiculous. And it wasn't like he had a whole bunch of family. He had three children. And Shaq O'Neal, he has a house that's $14 million, his house. This is his house. He owns about 7 cars. And the cars is, one car is anywhere from $94,000 up. Ridiculous. I mean, because you have the money, I mean, some of these fellas are doing some good things for their neighborhoods that they grew up in. But there's so much more they can do. Because they have so much money, they will never be able to spend the money that they have. You know? There's so much more they could do. And I said, Lord, I was sitting there and I was looking. I said, Lord, if I ever get some money like that, how much I could do. I'm trying now to send some money to send a blessing to India to help some pastors and praying for people to give. But you can't even get people to give you $50, $100. Somebody give me $50 on Sunday, and I had to sacrifice half of that. Not that I had to, but I wanted to sacrifice half of it for the kingdom. Because I thought I could use my credit card, but she had to use a credit card to fix a car. So, you know, when there's not one thing, there's another. But we are still praying that God going to bring it because he blessed me He bless you. He'll bless me. As he bless me, he'll bless you. We are praying God for bringing the blessing. I want you all to come back here tomorrow and fellowship with us and, you know, support us as you come on the line, that stay and hear the word of God. Try to stay along a little bit to keep the line going, because Sure Baxter, she preached a good message on Saturday. I love that message on Saturday, that first message. All the message was good on Saturday, but I like, because she don't play games. That's what I like about Evangelist Baxter. She comes to give God glory. She ain't come to play no games, trying to sound good or look good or anything that. She just released what thus says the Lord. So look, you all go. Have a blessed day, a glorious day. And whatever you do today, do to the glory of God. Do it to the glory of God. I'm going to be longer tomorrow. I'm going to give you a good word, as always, because we always get a good word here anyway. God always gives a good word. But tomorrow, come on and support us, okay? Have a blessed day. And whatever you do, as always, do it to the glory of God. Remember to tell somebody that God loved them, you loved them, and Jesus is the only way. Bye-bye. Glory.